This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Beginning today, Dallas ISD students from tornado-damaged schools head to different campuses. We met a few students who will now be taking a 9-mile bus trip to their new campus. Cleanup is nonstop in the Northwest Dallas neighborhood around Thomas Jefferson High School. As a community volunteer saws limbs off a tornado-torn tree, 5 Thomas Jefferson students, including senior Jackie Rios, are handing out items door to door.
These are supplies from the village church that they have provided for like the neighborhoods that have been hit by the tornado. We're distributing like bagels, juices, waters. People in the neighborhood right now don't have electricity. We're here to just help.
Maybe it helps take the flutist's mind off her smashed school and beloved band room.
I wonder how everything is there, all the instruments.
Classmate Marcella Landon is also still coming to terms with the weekend devastation.
I couldn't believe it because I have been going there for 4 years, and to see my school destroyed really had a deep impact on me. This was our homecoming week, and we had all our preparations. We made posters and everything, and we were ready. And then we left for the weekend and we didn't come back.
Beginning today, TJ students will go to the old, now empty, Thomas Edison Middle School in West Dallas. Senior Justin Barone's seen it. He says it's big enough, it's just not TJ. He'll miss his school.
It's our last memories together and go off. Like, we're going to leave the school. So the fact that we can't go back to the school that we made memories in is just kind of sad. It's upsetting.
District officials hold out hope Thomas Jefferson can be rebuilt. Even if that happens, it won't be ready this school year. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.